I look for myself in the rear view mirror. I got scared 'cause there was nobody there. I'm invisible. Yeah, invisible. I'm who I used to be, but nobody sees me. I'm invisible. I walked into a bar, now what was I thinking? Nobody asked me, honey, what are you drinking? I'm invisible. Oh shit, I'm invisible. Since I hit 35, what I want, I gotta buy, I'm invisible. I put some makeup on, I dress like someone half my age. I write it in a song, I even get up on the stage. I'm still invisible. Well, invisible. I say to hell with pride, I haven't got a thing to hide, 'cause I'm invisible. Get gone. I was standing by the ocean in my brand new bathing suit. Guy strolls up and tells me, hey, your daughter's awful cute. I'm invisible. Invisible. I said, she's cute, all right. I hope your sunburn peels tonight. I'm invisible. Story. At least I think you do. I guess you're out there. I just can't see you. Are you invisible? You must be invisible. I know it hurts to disappear, but you've got lots of company here, and we're invisible. Invisible. They say the middle age is really the beginning of life. I don't know if I buy that.
the country fair, I detect the El Supremo in the room at the top of the stairs. Well, I've been around the world, and I've been in Washington too, and in all my travels the facts unravel, I found this to be true. Poor people sleeping with the shade on the light. Poor people sleeping on the stars coming out at night. Poor people sleeping with the shade on the light. Poor people sleeping on the stars coming out at night.
Enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know that he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was as live as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can.
He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop. He only
stop, because old Frosty the Snowman, he had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
I'll be back again someday.
I'll be back again someday.
wide and square. For thou can hear amid the wild, this thou can save amid this bed. We slumber safely till the morrow, though even by man outcast we bow. Oh,
no.
I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. I think it's 'cause I'm clumsy. I try not to talk too loud. I'm crazy. I try not to act too proud. Only hit till you cry. After that, you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Walked into the door again. If you ask, that's what I'll say. And it's not your business anyway. I guess I'd like to be alone. Nothing broken, nothing wrong. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fight, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious. 1 in 10 kids vape serious. Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you.
To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I'm sinking in the silence. My hands are cold. Words don't come so easily, but I'm screaming inside. Can anybody hear me? Alarm of fears outside the door. They're eating me alive, but it's too late. I can't keep going. I can see the future. At least I don't.
Judy wrote the saddest song. She showed it to a boy in school today. Judy, where did you go wrong? You used to make me smile when I was down. Judy was a teenage rebel. She did it with a boy when she was young. She gave herself to books and learning. She gave herself to being number one. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy, I don't know you if you're gonna show me everything. Judy got a book at school. She went under the covers with a torch. Fell asleep till the first morning. She dreamt about the girl who stole a horse. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. Judy never felt so good except when she was sleeping. She wrote was Judy and the Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. Dream of Horses. The best looking boys are taken. The best looking girls are staying inside. So Judy, where does that leave you? Walking the street for a mile. With the star upon your shoulder, lighting up the path that you walk. With the parrot on your shoulder, saying everything when you talk. If you're ever feeling blue, then write another song about your dream of horses. Write a song about your dream of horses. Call it
Dream of Horses. La-da-dum-bop, your dream of horses. Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
This December, I'll remember every soldier who may die in vain. This December, I'll remember. The mothers can soothe their pain. And this December, I've stopped just waiting. I'll start living every wish, and I'll remember to help the helpless and fill their empty hours with my spare time. Let's stop waiting for Christmas Day, for the child in the manger was born a stranger, hungry and homeless where he thank you.
cause it's coming, easy coming. Oh, it won't be long. Christmas on a Christmas day.
You throw it all away. Baby, won't you give me just one more chance? Baby, won't you give me just one more try? Baby, don't you wanna have just one more dance? Baby, just one more time. Well, I know that I'm the reason yourself, why would you even want to give me one more hour? Why ever would you think to give me one more day? Yes, I understand how that is in your power to save our love or throw it all away. Throw it all away, baby.
Are we there? I think we're here. All right. It is about 7 o'clock p.m., and you are listening to Dr. Rock at 91.5 FM, WMFO, Method Test Freeform Radio.